says, "Af medrash, even af tumas medrash here, tum yuchodim l'shchiva hein v'lo l'tashma shachar." Because they're set aside to use for sleeping purposes. They're not that hard, a little bit softer. Therefore, it is makabel tum, even tumas medrash. There's no machlokes about this. V'shel tveria shein teres. Let's say you have mats coming from Tveria. There, the mats are made of much harder material. Therefore, it's not oimid l'shchiva. Therefore, it's not a kli, it's tor. For tumas medrash. In other words, tumas medrash is only, like we're saying, if it's a kli, that's just oimid to sit on, to sleep on. Mashenken, here you don't use it to sit on, it's too hard. We tell you, like, if you do sit, get up, we need it for some other purpose. Therefore, it's not makabel tumas medrash. That everybody holds. Where is the machlokes we have this in the chomim? Al shar makom is other places. That mass of akiv when the lekka the yosef alayu kitzver yadamu. Rav Daisy holds that since it's not oimit for people to sit on it, in other places it has a lach like kitzver yadamu. It's not called the kli moishev. Therefore, if the zav only to sit on it, it's not makabel tumas medrus. Umas of echom hold don't know. Kiv on the mikri it happens sometimes. The yatsvi they sit down alayu on top of it. It's kedusha damu. It has a lach like ushom. Like there, it's a soft material that everybody sits on it. Even though you only sit on it at certain times, it's still called the kli that's oimet to sit on. And if a zav or nida sits on it, it's makabel tumah. That's the machlokes Rabbi Daisi and the Chachamim. Omamar, we learned before, kol ha-chetzolos mitamim tamimes. Any type of chetzolos, whether it means a mat or a pillow, it has tumas meis. This is Rabbi Daisi. This is what Rabbi Daisi holds. It's only a machlokes of the makabel tumas medrus. Is it oimet for sleeping or not? But otherwise, it's called a kli, makabel tumas meis. Do you see what a chetzolos, a mat, is called a kli? Even Rav Daisi holds like that. For the Gemara v'takasha v'tani, we learned before, that v'chein hoye Rabbi Daisi oimet kedvorov. Rabbi Daisi also said like them before to say that you're allowed to use a machtzolos for schach. So you have to say that stam chetzolos, stam mats, are not made l'shchiva, to sleep on. They're made for the purpose of protection, of sail, protect you. So how could Rabbi Daisi say it has tumas meis? If it would have tumas meis, it's called the kli royal kabel tumah, it should be posel schach. So how could Rabbi Daisi say before, hey, I'm a kedvarov, that no matter what type of a mat it's made, whether it's a woven material, or whether it's a big stitches, still it's koshel schach. It's a stira. Is it a kabel tumas meis or not? So the merit is lakash, there's no stira here. Ho the east leg gedanfo, ho the left leg gedanfo, depends if it has a rim around the mat or not. If it has a rim, then it's called the base kibble, you could store things on it, therefore it's makabel tumas meis. That's what Rav Daisi is talking about. But before that, Rav Daisi said any type of a mat is not is kosher schach, we're talking about mats that do not have a rim around it. Therefore it's not called a kli that's makabel, it's called a pshuta kliates, so it's not called a kli at all. Therefore even tumas meis it would not have. Meis, we have a kasha. Choyt solois shel sham v'shogami. Let's say you have a mat made out of these type of materials. Sagami, some say means straw. Vishal shom, maybe some cork. Vishal sak. Let's say it's made out of hair, Rashi says. It means hair, goat's hair. Vishal svir, or else the hair comes off the horse from its neck or from its tail. Is metame tome meis. Divi Rabbi Daisi. That's Rabbi Daisi old. These mats are makabel tumas meis. Vichom say, af medris. Not only tumas meis does these mats have, but even if a zav or anida sits on them, it's also makabel tumas medrus. So more says like this. Fishlay melamandia memazuvli. According to Tanakhama, it's talking about a pillow, it means. Shelsham v'shogam, if it's made from straw. Chose lekimto de peri. Even though it's made out of straw, so it has like holes in it, but still you could store wider fruits. For wider fruits, you could store in this, pillow. Therefore, it's called the base kibble. So makabel tumas. Let's say this pillow is made out of hair, goat's hair, or it's made out of horse hair. Also, chosi leguki vitzini. It's roi to put things inside it. Guki vitzini, Rashi says, is to store kelim. Rashi says, kelim kain sakim, like a sack. Shenaisneben kitunyas uperizakim. You put small fruits or nuts inside it, it's roi lekabel. Since it's woven very good, it's a very good pillow, like a good base kibble, you can lekabel things in it. According to Mandiyama, machtzolus mamish, that it means mamish, machtzolus, it means mamish, mats. So bishlemish shall sack the cell sphere if it's made out of this hair, from goat's hair or horse hair. Chosin lefarso, Vinavavosa. It's chazit to use, the parasarashi says, levilon. You could use it for a curtain, or else for to blow things on, to blow the wheat. Ela shelsham, vishogami, if it's made, if this mat is made out of straw, lamai chazit, what can you use it? The churat's a pshut to kliyate. That should not be makabal tumi, even tumi is made. And the Gemara chazlin is a yosa. It's roy to use, Rashi learns, to cover up a beer a barrel. If you have a barrel and you make beer, if you want to cover it up, you can use this mat. So since you can use this mat for that, that's called a kli. It's royal a kabel tumma. Tosfos asks on Rashi that just the fact that you use to cover it up is not called the base kibble. Therefore, pshut the kliyets will not be a kabel tumma. So Tosfos says the sarach leim halacha shreisin a kabel bem dover. Now that this type of a mat is made, it's made to receive something. Therefore, it's a kabel tumma. Ika the army. Some say like this: bishleim alaman diyama machzolus mamish. If you hold it, it means mamish or machzolus, mamish or mat. Shelsham, the shelgami, it's made out of reeds, made out of straw. Choslin is isa. It's roy to be used to cover up the beer, or else the place learns for some type of a purpose of storing things in it. Therefore, it's called the kli lekabotuma. Shelsak v'shelsvira, it's made out of hair. It's choslin leparsim navosa. It's roy leparsi. It's roy to store. It's roy to use for a, Rashi said before, a vilon. It's roy to use for a curtain, or else naposa to blow it. El mandiyam mazug, but the mandiyam it says these chaitzelis means pillows. Bishlei mishol sak mishol sviv. It's woven well, made out of hair. Is chazi laguki vitzini. It's roy laguki. Rashi says. To store in it small fruits. You could use it to store things in. That's good. Ela shel sham v'shogami. If it's made out of straw, lamai chozi, what can you use these pillows? And the Gemara also chaz lakin to the peri. It's right to store big fruits in it. Even though it has a lot of holes, it's only made from straw, it's very holy, still you can store big fruits in it. Or Tanya Omer Rebbe Chanina. Rebbe Chanina said like this, kish yiradati l'gerlin, when I went down to Gerlin, to Bovel, is Motsosi Zokinek, I found one older person. The Yomuli told me, Mesachin Babudja. You're allowed to use mat, Babudja means a mat, for Schach. Because Jabosi Yitzhak Rabbi Yeshua Achi, Abba, Hoyblad Borf, he's also masking to this halacha. You're allowed to use mats for Schach. Omarav Chizdo, Abahu de Lesle Gedanfa. We're talking about it doesn't have any rim around it like we had before. Therefore it's not Makabu Tumma, therefore it's Koshter Schach. And Omar Ula, Hani Budaisa, if you have these type of mats, the Bnei Mechuza comes from Bnei Mechuza, El Mole Kirshalem, if not for the fact that they have a rim around it, Mesachimbu, you would have been able to use it for Schach. Like we learned until now, mats are okay, unless it has a rim around it, that makes the base kibble, it could receive something, it's a kli that could receive things, it's Mekabotum, it's Postal Schach. And Tani Nam Yochi learned like this also, that Mesachim Bebudja, you're allowed to use a mat for Schach. The Yemieshlem Kir, but if you have a rim around it, ain't Mesachim Behen. Then it's called like a kli, a base kibble. It's not called the pshut the kliyets anymore. It's called the kliyets that's makabel that receives things. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. That's the loch. It's postal lischach. Hadrin alecha sukkah. Zati Mishnah. Ha yoshen takas amita. If somebody's inside his sukkah but he's sleeping underneath the bed, and yoshen, because Rashi says that the ikah mitzvah of sukkah is achila to eat in the sukkah, shtiyah to drink there, vishina. Sleeping is also part of the ikah mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you sleep underneath your bed, is lo yotzi dechavosai. You're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. It's not considered you're sleeping in the sukkah. You're sleeping under the bed. It's a new reshus by itself. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, noyigin hayinu kashiyinu yishonim tachas amita. It used to be that when we used to sleep in the sukkah under the bed, if neyaz kainim in front of older people, no tchoshim atamid chomim, lo yomru lona dovet, they didn't tell us anything. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita we had before. That he holds you are allowed to sleep under the bed in a sukkah. So even though the bed is 10 tefachim high, it's called an oil, but it's called an oil arai, it's called a temporary one. So a temporary one cannot go kineged against the sukkah, that's the kfa. So therefore it's still considered you're sleeping in the sukkah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. But the Mishnah says, Vayit Amar Rebbe Shimon, that Maisa Betevi Yavdu Yishon V'Gamliel. It once happened a story with the Eved, the slave of V'Gamliel. He was never Kanani. And sukkahs, he was sleeping under the bed in the sukkah. The Yomalem of Gamliel said, that came to the older people, to the Choshev HaTemnich HaKomim, Re'isem Tevi Yavdi, did you see my Yevet Tevi? Shul Talmud Chochem, he's a big Talmud Chochem. For Yodei, because he knows, She'avodim p'turim in Asukah, that a din is never, Kanani has the locha like an Isha. Any mitzvah, an Isha is mechayivin, and never Kanani is mechayivin. Any mitzvah, like a mitzvah, says she's a man gerama, that Noshim are potter from, who are din and never Kanani is also potter from it. Lefikach, therefore, Rav Gamliel said, Yoshin otachas amita, that's why my slave was sleeping under the bed. Another one, the Mishnah says, Lefidu Rechenu, from this we understand, Lefidu Rechenu Lamadnu, Sha Yoshin, Tachas Samita, Lo Yosu, Dechavosai. If someone that has a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, if he would sleep underneath the bed, he would not be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Rav Gamliel was saying. Therefore, his Eved Kanani, Tevi, since he knew he was potter from the mitzvah sukkah, that's why he slept underneath the bed. But someone that has a chiyuv to eat and to drink and to sleep in the sukkah, if he sleeps underneath the bed, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, the kasher voleko asara, his avminer is a bed is not that high, elevated off the ground. So we know if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, the oil is not called an oil to say you're in a different reshus. It's not called like you're not in the sukkah. It's not called its own reshus. Only if the oil, the tent, the bed is 10 tefachim higher, then we say it's called its own reshus. So underneath it, you're not in the sukkah, you're underneath the bed. But the havminer is a bed is not that high. Now the Gemara notes, Tirgum Shmuel, Bemita Sara. Shmuel answers, no, we're talking about a bed that is 10 tefachim off the ground. The mattress like is 10 tefachim off the ground. Therefore, if you sleep underneath this mattress, it's called like an own oil, its own reshus. It's not called you're in the sukkah, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Tanan Hosin, we learned the Mishnah Oilis. Echad chur shecharu mayim. If you have a hole that came about because the river water like made a hole. In other words, the river water went on the sides and its bank and made a hole through ground through the bank of the river. Oy shrotzim, or else shrotzim ants like. When it made a hole through the ground, that the water went through, made a hole in the ground, period. Or Yishachlosoi Malchus. Or as Rashi says, it means Shorotz Malecha Mespakat Meleo. The ground, like, caved in by itself, it came out to be a hole there. Vechein Midbach Avonim. You have a wall made from stones. You put one stone next to another stone, then you put one on top of it. Vechein Tsoye Shokurus. Or else you have a pile of wood. The locher is Mayel Alatuma. All these things have a loch of an oil. And as long as there's a tefach space between the top and the bottom, it's called an oil. That if the mace is on one side and you have kelim on the other side of this oil, we say the tumah goes up to the oil and goes across the whole roof and then comes down again at the other end. So all these cases have a loch like an oil. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kol oil l'shein osi b'dayodim. Any type of an oil, a tent or a roof that wasn't made by the Yodim. So Rashi explains it means mischavan asoysi oil. Even though maybe a person made it, like before the wall made out of stones, even though a person made it, but he did not have in mind to make it l'shem tzchach. He was building a wall, he put one brick next to another brick, and then one brick in the middle between both of them. So even though now there's a tefach space in between them, it's called an oil, but since you did not have intentions in mind to make the oil, it's not considered you made an oil. Therefore, it doesn't bring the tumah. Only if it was made by the other means, the person had in mind to do it l'shem oil. So where it says, my time of the Rebbe Yehuda, has Rebbe Yehuda know this, that you have to have in mind to make it for the purpose of being a roof. That's called an oil. If not, not. So Marin says, yalef oil me mishkan. Rebbe Yehuda learns it out, oil from by the mishkan. Ksivoch, it says here, by the pasha of tumah smeis, it says, zois hatoira odom kiyamas piyol. This is the locha about an odom that's made in an oil. There's too much oil. Uchsev hosim, it says in the pasha by the Mishkan, vayifresh es oil ala Mishkan. They put the oil on top of the Mishkan. So ma'al halon, just like by the Mishkan, but the yodom, the people that made the Mishkan, they put the oil, they put these curtains on top of the Mishkan. The shame of schach, that's called an oil, is afkan vidayodom. Here also, what's called an oil by tumas meis, only if the person made it for the purpose of using it to be an oil, but not if it was made for some other purpose. For the Gemara of Rabbanim, what do Rabbanim do with this Svara? It's a good Svara. And the Gemara, oil, riba. There are a lot of ribuyim in the pasture of Tumas Meis. It has a lot of times the word oil. So not only an oil, a roof that was made, bidei odom, even if it wasn't made bidei odom, also. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
Just start again, the new perek again. Yeah, that's Chofa Mebeis. the Mishnah says again, Hayoshen tachas samita basuka. If you sleep in the sukkah underneath the bed, as the Mishnah says, lo yotzi dechavosi. Now makayim the mitzvah sukkah. Like Rashi says, the mitzvah sukkah is to eat, to sleep, and to drink in the sukkah. So if you're under the bed, you're not makayim the mitzvah, because under the bed is called an oil. Like the Gemara says, the bed is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so it's called its own tent, its own rishus. So you're not in the sukkah, you're under the bed. Om Rabbi Yehuda, noigin ayinu sheinu yishonim tachas amita. Bevnei hazakenim, lo yomru lo nadover. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that he was noig in the sukkah to sleep under the bed, and nobody told him no. We'll see in the Gemara what his reasoning is. Om Rabbi Shimon, that maisa b'teva yavdo is a maisa with his slave, teva yavdoi, the maisa with the teva yavdoi shor v'gamliel, with the slave, the Eved Kenani of Rabbi Gamliel that was called Tevi, Shor Yoshen Tachas Hamita. He used to sleep in the sukkah under the bed. The Omru Lehem Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, Let's Kain to Zakainim, Reisem Tevi Avdi Shu Tamat Chochem. Did you see my Eved Tevi? He's a big Tamat Chochem. Why? For your day Asha Avodim Turim in Asukkah. Because he knows the Locha that a Neved is Potem in Asukkah. Lefikach, therefore, Yoshenu Tachas Hamita. Therefore, he's sleeping under the bed. In other words, Lufid Rachenu, Lomadno, from him we learn, Shayoshen Tachas Hamita Liyotze Dechavosai. If somebody sleeps under the mita, it's Takanamakayim Dechavosai. So therefore, his Eved, since he was an Eved Kanani, he's part of a mitzvah sukkah, therefore he was the one that slept under the sukkah. Then a Chanami, somebody else that's Mechuyib in the mitzvah, you're not going to sleep under the sukkah. Here, the Mora says, I v'holeko asora, the Kashri is like, what's trying to Tanakamo? And Rabbi Gamliel, that hold that postal, if you sit under the mita, under the bed, in a sukkah, you now makayim the mitzvah. Fred Gemara, voleka soro, stama bed is not so high. It's not 10, the mattress like is not 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's not called an oil then. If it's not called an oil, it's own tent. So then it's called, where are you? You're in the sukkah. So you should be makayim the mitzvah. So Gemara says, Nechnami tirgumar shmuel, bemita soro. We'll put in the kimti here, we're talking about the bed is elevated more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Therefore, if you're underneath the bed, it's called you're in this new reshus. You're under the bed, and that's called a new reshus by itself. So you're not in the sukkah, you're possible, you're not making the mitzvah. Tanan Hosim, learn the Mishnah in Oilis, like this. Echod chur shechachruhu mayim. If you have a hole, it's a question now, what's called an oil over a mace? We know the locker is, if you have a mace in the room, so you have a roof over the mace, the tumah goes up to the roof, and goes all along the roof and comes down all over, and if there's any kli underneath the roof, even though it's the other side of the mace, the kli becomes tummy. That's called an oil over a mace. So what's called an oil? If it's a tefach, if there's a space of a tefach between the mace and the top of the roof. So if you have an avir space of a tefach, that's called an oil. So here the question is, chur shachru mayim. You have a hole, like in the bank of a river, that the water made a hole through the bank. So that's also, if there's a space of a tefach, and the mace is in the hole, and there's a kli on the other side of the hole, so the kli is tummy. Because this top of the hole is called the oil. Oy shirotzim, or el shirotzim, insects ate away a hole in the ground, and now you have a mace on one side and a kli on the other side, it's also called an oil over a mace. Oy shachlosoi mechalis, or else the ground itself, like Rashi says, malecha, like the salt, the ground itself caved in, and it became a hole in the ground. Midbach Avonim, or else you have a wall made out of stones. And the way you build a wall of stones is, you put one stone next to another stone, a little bit spaced in between, then you put a third stone on top of the two of them. So also, in between, there's a Pesach Tefach, there's the space of a Tefach, so, V'chein Soya Shakaris. The same thing, you have a pile of beans, one on top of another. Mayol Al Hatuma, that's the Halacha. All these cases, they're called an oil. It's called like a tent, a roof, over a mace. That if you have a mace on one side of these beams, or under the stones of the wall, and you have a kli under the other side, it's called an oil that brings the tumah to the other side. It's all these things, since it's pesach tefach, there's a space of a tefach, four inches, between the ground and the roof, that's called an oil, that brings tumah to mace. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Kol oil l'sheina osu b'dayodim. Any oil that wasn't made b'dayodim, and Rashi explains it means mischavon asoisi oil, even though it was made b'dayodim, like here by the wall of the stones, you made it, but you didn't make it for the purpose of making a tent, of making an oil, making a roof. If it wasn't made l'sheina oil, it's not matami, it doesn't have tumas mace. is any oil. Vehilchas tumah doesn't have an oil. Rashi's lo tumah, it's not matama. Mar explains now my time to Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda's time to say if it wasn't made l'shem and oil, so it doesn't have tumas ames? The Torah says yalef oil mimish.